Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
Thanks for joining me for the second hour of Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music, who wants to be like Jesus. That's not a rhetorical question either. This is new music from Dedrick Haddon. Be like Jesus on Real Gospel.
Preacher of LA. I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay? She said, come over here, I got something to say. You shouldn't be on TV acting that way. I said, whoa, you'd rather I be fake. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you could be a little bit more kind. And if you want folk to come to your church, we all gotta do some work to be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus. I wanna be.
Looking like there he is. They wanna remind you of what you did. Don't know why some people just won't forget. And some folk just won't let you live. Oh, how quick they forget what they did. Don't even remember who they did it with.
Shh, but that ain't none of my biz.
Let me put it just like this. I wanna be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus. I wanna be like Jesus.
Yeah.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am joined on the phone by acclaimed recording artist Dedrick Haddon. He is a three-time Grammy nominee, multiple Dove Award and Stellar Award winning artist, songwriter, producer, and TV personality. Dedrick's latest album, Masterpiece, is his eighth solo album, released on Friday, November 6th of last year. The album debuted at number one atop Billboard's top gospel album charts, making his sixth number one album on the chart. Welcome back to Real Gospel, my friend, the one and only Dedrick Haddon.
My brother, it's good to be on Real Gospel. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well.
You sound well, man. It's a new year. You sound refreshed and ready to go.
Amen for that. First, I want to offer you and your family my condolences for the loss of your mother-in-law. I did read about it, and I didn't know her, but from watching the reality show, I know that she had a big influence on your life and the life of your family, and you loved her tremendously. So my condolences to your family, sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah, man, fame was everything. You talk about having soul food every Sunday, some good soul food. Yeah. That's what she did for us, and she was amazing. Yeah, that was a big loss for us last year, but through the grace of God, we're making it.
Amen. So, I'm loving your new song. It's just, Be Like Jesus. Of course, that is.
See,
there you go. Shouting already. You know, you have a unique style. We talked about this when I spoke with you before, that you just seem to have a unique, I guess you're just yourself. And the anointing just pours from you. And the love that you display and the love that you show for God and for God's people, it's just astounding. It's just amazing. And I got to ask you again, if I didn't ask you the first time, how did you fall in love with Jesus? What happened to you in your life?
Well, first of all, I was taught to love Jesus because I'm a preacher's kid. So you had to love him, even if you didn't know who he was, you know. But as I grew and matured, I come to know him for myself. And that's through life experiences and seeing God standing with me through my tests and trials. It just makes you fall in love with him even the more. So I can say it was a natural progression. Even though I was taught to love him and to respect him, then I matured and grew into my true passion for God, you know. But as it pertains to my music, man, I believe that, you know, I can lay down at night knowing that I gave my all. Like, I really poured my heart into the music. You know, I can't lay down at night knowing that I didn't give my best and didn't give out everything that God had placed in my heart. So, for some reason, that makes a connection every time when you just really let it all out and let it come from the heart, because what comes from the heart will always reach hearts, and that's what's happening with this Masterpiece album.
So when did you know that you had the gift and the anointing to take your message and your music beyond the church walls? How did you get involved in recording your music and getting it out there?
Well, to answer the first question, I went to a school called Mumford High School, and that high school, the Winans went there, the Clark sisters went there, Commission went there, BB&TC, Fred Hammond, Lisa Page Brooks. Mumford High School is a historic high school in Detroit City. And so you just felt like you can represent gospel music. You had to, if you could sing, you needed to represent gospel music and Mumford High School. And I had the privilege of being able to perform with the Winans. They came back to the school to give back and to encourage the kids. And I had a little group, and my music teacher said, y'all can sing with the Winans. Pastor Winans said, it's okay for, back then he wasn't pastor, but he was, Marvin Winans said, you guys could sing. And we sang Millions Didn't Make It, but I was one of the ones who did. You have to be a real Winans fan to know that song. All right? And then so we got in front of the entire school. Imagine a school assembly where all the classrooms come to one room, and all your friends and all your peers, all your enemies, everybody's there. And I was singing that song with the Winans, and it came down to my part. And when I sang, the room just blew up. I mean, everybody, all the kids went to screaming and hollering. And I said, wait a minute, I must be doing good, you know. And Pastor Winans stopped playing the piano and said, who is this young man? Everybody was like, Troop, Dietrich, Troop. But back then, it's a long story. That's my biological name. So don't ask me, y'all. Don't ask me. But that's what I knew, that I had something that I could offer outside of the four walls, because my entire life was in the four walls. But at school, I was outside of the four walls. I was singing to people who were didn't even believe what I believed, didn't agree with it, what I agree with when it comes to my faith, you know. But they could connect with what I was singing, and so that's when I knew that I had something, and God had placed an anointing on me to go to the world.
Amen. That's an interesting story. So now we're at Masterpiece. And talk to us about what we can expect on Masterpiece. Like I said, we're loving Be Like Jesus, but I understand that this is a mixed bag of music on this Masterpiece project.
Well, all of my music is a reflection of where I am in life, you know? So I get my inspiration from what I've gone through, what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling every day. So it tends to show up in the music when I go to the recording studio. So you're given a true account of who Dietrich is and where he is in life. And I call it a masterpiece. When I look back at and I see my son, little Dietrich Haddon Jr., my daughter, Destin, she's 3 going on 4, and my middle child, Denver, she'll be 2 this month. It just blows my mind. And I look at my life and my wife and just where I am in life. And I never would imagine I would be here, you know. And all I can say is a masterpiece. But the journey getting here wasn't easy. It was not easy at all, you know. And but that just confirmed to me that God knows how to take the good and the bad and the ugly in our lives and make something beautiful. The Bible declares that all things work together. Not some things, not just the good things, but all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Through all my tests and trials, even through all my weaknesses and failures, I've never lost my love for God. So he used it to make something beautiful. And so that's how you got the album Masterpiece. That's why I called it Masterpiece. For those of you thinking I'm being proud and arrogant, saying my music is the best music, it's a masterpiece. That's not, no, you're deceived. That's wrong. I'm saying that, hey, in all of our lives, it's going to come out to be a masterpiece. If you can hold on through the tests and trials, you're going to be able to look back and see, man, God was creating something beautiful that I didn't understand at the time. But it's a masterpiece.
Amen. Amen. You know, I love you on Preachers of L.A. Is that show coming back?
That's the big question. That's the big question even for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's all about Preachers of Atlanta. It airs February the 3rd. If you guys watch Preachers of Atlanta and support Preachers of Atlanta, I'm sure that they're going to have us back with Preachers of L.A. But everybody wants to see Preachers of L.A. That's what I hear all over.
Yeah.
Not just in America, all over.
Yeah.
In South Africa, in the Caribbean, Nassau, Bahamas. They're fans of the show, you know. It started off rocky. I thought people wouldn't like it, you know, because we had a lot of naysayers.
Yeah.
A lot of people having something negative to say about it. But it panned out that people became super fans of the show, and it drew millions of viewers, and people, we took this break, and people can't take it. They want us back for some reason. So hopefully Oxygen will recognize that and greenlight it the week of the release of Preachers of Atlanta. So we'll see.
We want you back. I think let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real. There's some pastors who were named nameless, but they don't want to participate on the show. That's on them. But we love Dietrich Haddon. We love what you bring to the table. We love your honesty. We love what you do. We just love your reflection on the screen. What about Fix My Choir?
We took a break on that. We're not doing Fix My Choir, but we have something that's better than that we'll be announcing. I guess in a couple of weeks about this new show. So if you love Fix My Choir, if you love the show about choirs, I got a new show that I'm the executive producer of, along with Holly Carter, that's going to be airing this year. So get excited about it. But I don't think I'm at liberty to make that big announcement. I think the network wants to do that. So
yeah,
I'll let them do that.
So how did you... I didn't know that you knew Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child. Are y'all childhood friends? Or how did y'all end up meeting? Because it's obvious that y'all really know each other.
No, we're not childhood friends, but we've been knowing each other for a long time just in the industry. I'm going to tell you a true story. You know, just being peers in the gospel music industry, you learn to respect one another and you build relationships with one another. But Michelle, this is how I met Michelle. Michelle found my number from somebody. Somebody gave Michelle my phone number. And Michelle called me with Kelly and Beyonce on the phone. That's a true story. They were on tour and they called me screaming and hollering. And I said, "Who is this?" She said, "Dietrich, this is Michelle Williams, but I got Beyonce and Kelly on the phone." I said, "Are you, you got to be lying." She said, "No, they're here." And they were screaming and they were singing my song, "God is good all the time. God, let me take a minute and testify." They said, "We listen to this song before we go out on stage every single day to motivate us." And that's how I met Michelle, with Beyonce and Kelly on the phone with her.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. You all had a awesome chemistry on that show. And you know, I spoke to her because, you know, she had her music did phenomenally well over the past couple of years. And you know, her testimony, I did not know that she was a Kojic baby, because I'm currently Kojic. And so you know, just to understand and know that even on that platform that she's representing the Lord everywhere she goes, and that's awesome. That's awesome to know that.
Yeah, she's a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. Beautiful person to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dietrich, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the program. Much continued success to you and to your family. And we all love you and appreciate you. You have all our support here from Real Gospel. By the way, are there any more movies in the make? Because I've seen and I have all your other movies. And I have to say, I know that I shouldn't have a favorite, but man, that Blessed and Cursed. we sit around and we watch
so
that
much,
as a family.
Uh-huh. Well, we're pressing in with the movies. Hopefully we'll get 3 done this year. And so I'm excited about it. We're having meetings next week about them, and hopefully we can get some things ready to go. So it's more than a notion to produce a film. So, but we have the team, everybody's ready, and so hopefully we can lock it in and get it done. For those of you that want to see me live, make sure you check me out on BET's Celebration of Gospel on the 31st, Sunday the 31st. I'll be opening the show singing Be Like Jesus. Also, if you want to see me again, well, you can see me on the Trumpet Awards. I'll be singing live on the Trumpet Awards. I'll be singing a song on my new masterpiece album called It's Under Control. So many wonderful things. You should be, I have a collaboration with Outkast, Big Boy from Outkast, on a song called Sinner Saved by Grace. So that's coming later this year. I did a collaboration with the legendary rapper, The Brat, on a song called Running. So we have a lot of things happening. And just thank you for your prayers and support. And we're out here trying to spread the gospel.
Amen. Amen. And Sidney Scott says hi. He always tells me to tell you hi.
Sid.
Yeah. Whenever
Sid
I talk
is family.
To you.
Sid is real yes. family. Sid, me and Sid took me on my first tour in his Cadillac. His Cadillac, Fleetwood Cadillac. We went all across the country in that Cadillac.
Oh, man, I bet there's some stories there. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I love Sid. He's an awesome guy, and he works hard for everything that he does. How can the fans...
No, he's a good guy. That's my brother. My brother from another mother.
Yeah. How can the fans reach you, Dietrich? How can they find you on your social media and your websites?
Hit me up on Instagram. I'm always posting things, and I'm getting ready to get on Snapchat, so look out for that. I'm on Periscope, cutting up all the time, having fun with the people on Periscope. Dietrich Haddon on Twitter is the blue check there, so it's coming from me. Whatever I'm saying is coming directly from me. On Facebook, you know, you can't miss me. I'm out here. You can't miss me.
Amen. The one and only legendary Dietrich Haddon. He's got so much talent, so much talent. I just don't think there's anyone else who is writing movies. Only thing you haven't done are plays yet. So maybe I'm speaking that into you. So you probably don't have time because you're so busy just building that empire. And that's what you're building right now, an empire and a legacy for your family. Yes, yes.
God be the glory.
God be the
glory.
Thank
but
you.
But I love theater, man. It's funny that you said that. I love theater. I traveled with plays when I got out of high school for years, maybe 3-4 years.
Amen.
And, so I love theater. So that may be in the future.
I think so. I can see that. Why not? I mean,
why not?
Yeah.
Thank you,
friend,
my brother.
Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend. Much continued success to you.
Thank you. Peace.
Family, don't go anywhere. Your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.